Hi, this is the Seen and Heard podcast. This is your guide for everything music in and around Gosport, where we discuss interesting artists, gigs, and tackle some struggles people find in the local music scene. Join us on our journey through our magazine, podcast, and socials.
Hello. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
We'll just go straight into it. Can you take us back to when you first started making music? Like, what inspired you to pick up the instrument and start writing songs?
Oh my god. Well, I probably started writing lyrics when I was probably around 9-ish, just like writing them like poetry basically, and then like singing them onto my phone like a crazy person. And then when I was around 12, I got my first keyboard, and then from there my guitar and etc. And so it just kind of grew from there, to be honest, and I just picked up writing songs and just, yeah, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
So you've mentioned that your music is a mix of like home recordings and studio recordings. Can you walk us through your creative process in both environments and how they compare for you?
Yeah, so for my home recordings, I've only really been producing music since I was like about 16, because then I, you know, got introduced to Logic Pro and then started using it to produce some of my music. And it's really nice to be able to like have that creative knowledge to do that. But also going to Nick at Key West here to do like studio recording, it's like a whole different level of like producing, obviously. And I think it's really nice to be able to do it on your own, as well as like go to a professional and like collaborate with other people. Like, it's just, it's really nice experiences all around, to be honest.
How did you like teach yourself Logic?
So in my secondary school, we were doing, for GCSE music, we had to do compositions and we used Logic Pro. And I was like, this is kind of fun. So I got a Mac for Christmas, and then I downloaded it onto my Mac. And from then on, I just kind of taught myself using a Logic Pro like instruction manual book. Yeah. And yeah, kind of went from there, just experimenting.
Would you watch like YouTube videos or anything as well?
I watched a few, yeah, and got some advice from other people. But to be fair, I'm still learning. Like, production is something I really want to develop and improve and get better at. I wouldn't say my producing skills are like amazing. I'd say they're like enough for me to produce my own music. Yeah. So yeah.
So you have 6 singles out now. Yeah. How do you feel your sound has evolved from your first release to now?
Oh my god. I was only 16 in my first one. I think I hadn't had that much production experience as well, so I think you can kind of tell like it's a bit more simple and stripped back. And I think I played it like a little bit safe as well with my vocals, and then as I progressed, you know, went through more things and then wrote more songs, I think I started to like really find like that confidence in my voice, and like I think you can see that through the progression of my singles. And yeah, just experimenting more.
And what's your favourite track that you've released so far, and why does it hold a special place for you?
Oh, okay. I'm actually not sure about that one. It's probably between... I really like Give or Take. I love Give or Take. When I wrote it, I just love that song so much. But then Aftermath also.
Do you find that your live performances differ from the studio recordings, or do you aim for like a similar feel on stage?
I say I do aim for a similar feel, but when I'm performing, I think it's a lot more acoustic and stripped back, and like it's just a lot more, not plain, but it's like more like me and my guitar sort of vibes. Whether with a produced track, obviously it's just lots of different instruments coming together.
When did you know that music was something you wanted to pursue seriously? Was there a particular moment or event that made you decide this?
Probably lockdown. I really started to get into music then. And I wrote loads of songs on the ukulele. Yeah, I know, I love the ukulele. And from there, I probably just thought, yeah, this is pretty cool. I think I want to keep this going. So yeah, and then from there, I did gigs and stuff. So I think probably lockdown.
I definitely agree with that for me. And anyway, yeah, lockdown, I've learned so many songs just playing constantly throughout the day.
Yeah,
such a good time. You are in your last year of college, aren't you?
Yes.
So being your last year of college, how do you balance academics with your music career, and do you see yourself pursuing music full-time afterwards?
Oh, it's so hard to balance college with music. Oh my god, I wish I had all my free time for music. I think you really have to like think about priorities. Like, obviously I want to focus on my music, but also thinking about getting my A-levels. Mm. But considering most of my subjects I take are music subjects, it's kind of nice for me to be able to like still be able to do music and also study as well.
What have been some of the biggest challenges you've faced in the music industry so far, and how have you worked through them?
Probably social media. Oh my God, it's so easy to compare yourself on social media. Like, because I have quite a lot of mutual friends, artists, and it's so easy to like think, oh, they're doing really well, or that this person that's the same age as you is doing really well. And you just go, oh, I'm not doing that well. But then it kind of makes you like not think about your own personal achievements. So I think social media is just, it's quite degrading for you sometimes, especially because that's a platform most musicians use now. Mm-hmm. So just probably battling through that.
So difficult, because it's so important, just yeah. get your music out there. But yeah, I know what you mean. It can make you feel a bit bad about yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
So obviously like music's can be a really hard career to get into. Mm. Have you had any mentors or people who have influenced or like guided you along the way?
I'm trying to think actually. Probably just like lots of little supporters along the way, like people that have gone, oh, that's really good, and then like supported me and give me opportunities. People like that. And then also like my friends and family that have had to sit there and listen to them billions of times. And like, you know, driven me to gigs, like supporting me, stuff like that. But yeah.
What's next for you after college? Do you have any plans for new music or upcoming projects that you're excited about?
So I plan to study music at university, but obviously I'll be releasing music and gigging and like full pelt into my music career. I do have an upcoming project. It's quite a big project, but I won't say too much about it because I don't really know like when it's coming out, what's happening, like properly set in stone, but I'm really excited about it. Yeah. It's definitely the biggest thing I've done so far.
Going back to uni, what uni are you thinking of going to?
I'm thinking of going to Leeds.
Leeds Conservatoire. That's been a really popular one for people that I know.
Really?
Yeah, and I feel like lots of upcoming like artists and bands.
Oh, that's really good to
know.
They're
all coming out of Leeds, yeah. To be honest.
That's really good.
Makes me want to go out there, see what it's all about.
Yeah, I've heard it's like a party uni and I'm like, oh, I've got to concentrate on my studies. Can't be partying. No.
What do you hope that your music achieves for your listeners? And are there any specific messages or feelings that you want to communicate through your songs?
Probably just that they can like be able to relate to my... I mean, like, even if they are fictional experiences or broad topics, like the broad topic I explore in Aftermath, like being able to relate to those feelings and like just feel less alone, I guess. Like feel like, oh, well, you know, other people are writing about it, so it can't be too bad. Like there's lots of people going through things at the same time.
What are your long-term goals in the music industry? Where do you see yourself, like say in 5 years?
Well, ideally I'd like to be on tour and I'd like to tour with, you know, my music that I have out at the time, and to hopefully have like a good amount of following would be really nice. Yeah. And just to like be doing music still, to be honest.
What do you do to unwind or stay inspired when you're not working on music?
That's a good question. Probably drawing.
Drawing.
I like drawing. Just, yeah, that or like, I used to write books when I was younger, or like,
really?
I'd start to write them and then go, oh, I can't be arsed anymore. Yeah. But like writing, drawing, creative stuff, arts and crafts, like, I like to be able to like do something to like distract myself and things.
I really wish I was good at drawing. So it's quite fun. I like colouring.
Colouring's so therapeutic. I love the colour books you get from the supermarket. They're so nice.
I keep what is really bad, but I keep, there's these TikToks about colouring, and like they've got really expensive pens. I was tempted, but I managed to stop myself because
I don't have the money for that, to be honest. I wish I did. I would get so much. To be honest.
What's something that you wish you knew when you first started out in music that you know now?
Probably that it doesn't matter, like, stop thinking that just because you're 16, like, I feel like there's like a stigma in the music industry where you have to be young to be successful. Mm. And when I hit 16, I was like, oh my God, I've got a year to get famous, otherwise I'm never going to be successful in my entire life. And like probably to just like slow down, take your time, know you've got, you're still really young, like you've got all the time in the world sort of thing.
Yeah. Can you give us any advice to other younger artists that are just starting out?
Yeah, probably keep going. It's like, sometimes you'll get a bit like upset, maybe your monthly listeners could go down, maybe you'll feel like you're not progressing, but like, just keep at it, because if you keep at something for long enough, you will eventually get there, is my belief.
Yeah.
So just like, keep going, keep believing in yourself, keep writing, keep doing what you want to do, and yeah.
What is your guilty pleasure song?
Damn, Baby Doll by Dominic Fike, most likely. Because it's like a song that I've like listened to for like a while, and it's just like stuck with me.
Yeah.
I just love it.
Can you pick a favourite original for us?
Oh my God, let me think. Probably one I wrote like last year called The Final Ballad, which has kind of been like feeling like there's like a weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah.
And like, it's really nice to perform as well. It just feels like so freeing. It's like really nice. It's actually being produced at the moment. So, you know, we might get it out. We might get it out or not. Yeah, we will.
What's your favourite song right now?
Probably Bad Reviews by Sabrina Carpenter, because I just love it so much. It's just really nice acoustic-y, and her voice suits it so well. I don't care if Sabrina Carpenter's basic, I love her still. And yeah, probably that.
So we do a little segment at the end where someone, an artist, leaves a question for us.
Okay.
So Annie Hayes was our last guest, and her question that she left for you was, what's your favourite holiday?
What's my favourite holiday? What, as in like Christmas, Easter?
Yeah, so I think that's what she was on about.
Probably Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, who doesn't love Christmas?
I think that's my favourite too. I just like that it's cold and cozy.
Yeah.
And can you please leave us a question for the next artist?
What's your favourite film or film franchise?
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Coming today.
It's been my pleasure, honestly.